Have you ever felt like your house needs cleared? Like there's just a room that feels off to you, or you get in a bad mood every time you go through a certain area? As an energy healer, I feel it in the air as I walk through. If there's a ghost or an entity or a demonic presence in a doorway or a hallway of my house, I'm slowed down as if the air suddenly got thick. I'm walking along just fine, and then I am slowed, like I'm pushing through something. Then I pop out the other side of it, and I think, oh, great, something's there. And then I usually forget about it because you can't see it, or I can't see it. Some people can see these things. Thank goodness I can't. I think I'd be spooked all the time everywhere I went, even if it was something good, like an angel or a guide. Usually what happens to me is I go to bed, and then I'm woken up in the middle of the night because I sense something standing in my doorway. And I'll see it as I'm half asleep in my mind's eye. But when I wake up, I don't see it. As a kid, I did. But as an adult, I don't see it in the air. I just know something startled me. I saw it when I was half asleep. I jump up and act on it. So I'll walk half asleep through the house with my hands out praying in the name of God, in the name of the light. I command you to be moved out of my home. And I'm using my hands out in front of me and pushing something along like a big bubble of dark energy. And I move it toward the front door or the windows in the back, but I find an exit and send it out. But if you can't sense that there's something there, use this podcast in different areas. You can ask your kids, hey, what area should I play this prayer in? And just take your phone or your computer and set it in that area and let this prayer play, and we'll clear it together. We call on the angels and the archangels, and we ask them to move into your space. We ask them to house clean. We ask them to move out any unwanted energy in your home. We ask that every room is crystal clear in your home. We ask for blue fluid light to move from room to room through the hallways like a river of light, flushing and clearing, moving the energy in your home. We ask that every room is sparkly, yellow light, pink light, any color you choose, as long as it's like a pastel color. We ask that every corner of every room is lit up. We ask the angels to stand in the corners. We ask that everything in between them in the middle is cleared. We ask that there's a spinning vortex of energy, of light, in each room. We ask that that vortex spins and clears the ceiling, clears the energy all the way down through the tornado, the whirlpool of energy to the ground. We ask that the house is grounded. That when you're in it, you feel solid and calm. Now let's imagine that everything is organized. Imagine that everything is in its place. Sometimes we spend so much time being hard on ourselves about clutter or cleanliness that's what we're creating more of. But if you sit and you imagine that everything just floats like a Disney movie to its place, floats in the air and is put away, then that's the pattern you're beginning to create in that room or that part of the house. And then everyone kind of falls into that pattern. I remember when the kids were little, if I would pray in each room and clear the house, my youngest daughter would clean and declutter the house from top to bottom for no reason. She would just start cleaning. She was in elementary school. And I would just watch her and say, I got to remember to clear the house energetically more often. Now we ask that the floors are flushed clean, like a thin layer of energy flowing across the floors. Now imagine a sphere of light in each room, and it turns slowly like a big clear globe. It turns and it refreshes the room, and it pulls out any energy that has built up in those spaces. This ball, this clear ball of energy, makes you feel clear when you go into that room. You can think clearly. You know how sometimes you can go from room to room and be disoriented? You can't remember why you walked into a room, or you brought the scissors but you forgot your glasses or your cup of tea in the other room, and you spend so much time running up and down the steps or going back and forth. When this happens to me, I know that the energy in my home needs cleared. Because when it's cleared, we can think so easily. We get everything done so quickly. Now I'm going to clear every room at once, like the whole house, encompass the whole thing in a sphere of light. Now I'm going to ground the house again, so I'm going to work underneath it, under the floor, in the foundation. I'm just pulling downward, like I'm making sure every circuit of energy in the house is grounded. Now I'm going to sweep through every room one more time and just check to make sure I got everything out. Only angels are allowed here. Only angels in your home. Only spirit guides of the highest white light, the brightest guides. Only God's presence allowed in your home. Only joy, only love. Now making every window sparkly, glistening like there's screens across each one, and the only energy allowed into this home is that of the angelic realm, highest vibrations. We ask that this home is only for healing, for love. We ask that everyone in this home feels healed, feels safe, feels held and cared for, rested, peaceful, loved and adored. We give thanks for this home, whether it be temporary or long-term, new or old, we give thanks for this home. Okay, now imagine you're washing every wall, every surface. Like you've got this huge sponge and you're washing everything with this white light instead of suds and soap and water. You're just scrubbing everything in light. You can even imagine throwing buckets of light onto the walls, into the corners, over the floors. Now imagine going from room to room and just turning on a light, like you're pulling a chain above you and light shines everywhere, but it's sparkly light from the angelic realm. Now imagine that all of the angels throw a big net across your home, through your home, and they're throwing it to each other so that they're all holding ends or edges of it. And these nets are like layers of grids made of light. And there are many levels of these on the ground, a few feet above the ground, a few more feet higher, and up around the ceiling. And what these nets do is that they maintain every room. They connect every room, every corner in the whole house. And when the angels send a ripple of light through that circuitry, through that wiring, through those threads, every room is suddenly transformed, lifted up. And everybody in it feels like a celebration is happening or feels happy. We give thanks. We give thanks to our team of angels. We give thanks for the importance they put on making sure our spaces that we live in, we sleep in, are high vibration. We give thanks for how they weave, they sew, they clean, they clear, they make waves through our homes when we ask. Thank you. Thank you, angels. Thanks be to the light. Thanks be to God. To keep this fresh, to keep your energy in your home nice, you can open windows, you can put flowers in different rooms to help clear the energy. You can clean, you can straighten, you can play music. But most of all, we thank our spirit guides and our angels for their ability to clear it. Give thanks.
cool.